Hey bae, and welcome to day 6 of our month of meditation. And let's just get right into it. So I was working out this morning, and I don't know if you're like this, but I get almost all of my insight and downloads while I'm working out. And in case you're curious, I was doing a Beyonce ride with my girl Robin. She's one of my favorite instructors, and shame has been coming up a lot for me, actually, if I'm being completely honest and transparent. And a lot of my shame comes from not being where I think that I should be. And when I say that, I'm speaking in terms of my entrepreneurial journey, my coaching journey, things like that. And it's really been debilitating, if I'm being quite honest, and paralyzing for me if it goes unchecked, right? So I'm working out and I get the download or the insight to not let your shame block the trajectory of your journey. And so I don't know about you, but I'm speaking from my own experience here. Shame can be paralyzing and quite frankly debilitating if it goes unchecked for me, right? So in this instance, it manifests as not taking action or not taking bold action or as bold as I could go, because I have this shame about where I'm not, you know what I mean? And that's a really huge block for me that has been coming up for me to work on. And maybe that resonates for you. Maybe you're in a situation where you feel shame about your situation, or shame about decisions that you made, or shame about decisions that you did make, whatever it is, right? It can really affect how you move if you move. Yeah, so maybe shame for you doesn't necessarily stop you from taking action, but it can absolutely change the energy with which you take action. So our meditation for today is stopping the shame spiral. I'm so excited about this. So you can use this whenever. All of this meditation and all of my meditations are going to be short and sweet so that you can return to them whenever. Yeah, without further ado, let's just get right into it, shall we? So get settled into your seat and just arrive to the room. You're not changing anything about your breathing right now. You're just arriving to yourself, becoming aware, and just arriving. And as I count you in to a count of 4, we're going to breathe in unconditional love and envision it as a white light. And we're going to hold for a count of 4, envisioning that love settling into your heart. And on the exhale of 4, we're going to breathe out what isn't serving you and envision it as a gray smoke exiting through your mouth. So we're going to exhale all of the air out of your lungs. And we're going to inhale love and white light for 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And exhaling what isn't serving you as gray smoke for 2, 3, 4. Good. And inhale love for 2, 3, 4. Hold. Feel it settle into your heart for 2, 3, 4. And exhale whatever brought you here for 2, 3, 4. Good. And one last time, let's inhale 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And exhale what isn't serving you for 2, 3, 4. Great. And one last time, biggest inhale that you've taken all day. Hold, 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 and sigh it out. Perfect. And let your breath return to its natural rhythm. And just noticing any differences in your body and in your heart and in your spirit, just from that very quick breathing exercise. Perfect. Now very gently bring to mind an experience or a situation or circumstance that you feel shame about. And you might bring up feelings that are uncomfortable, and I invite you to remain the observer of this experience as if you are an outside person watching this experience. And as you breathe, I invite you to send this version of you that is feeling shame waves of compassion, understanding, and most importantly, love. What does this version of you need to hear? What is the medicine that only you can give? And lovingly and compassionately tell her now. Now gently ask your unconscious mind, what does it need to learn from this event or this circumstance, which will allow you to let go easily and effortlessly? And your conscious mind can preserve these learnings so that if it needs it in the future, those learnings will be there to protect you and to help you make good choices and to serve you moving forward. This version of you did the best that they could with the information that they had available. As you send this version of you love and understanding and compassion, they are now in a position to partner with you to make better decisions in the future. Brené Brown, who is an expert on this topic, once said that shame cannot survive in the light. And I want you to envision a beautiful, white, bright light in front of you. And it gets brighter and brighter with every breath. And on your next exhale, breathe out any failures, any mistakes, any comparison or rejection. Send it to the light. It all dissolves in the light. It never has and never will define you. Whatever it is that you felt shame about does not define your capabilities. It does not define your intelligence. And so you can let it go. And as these feelings are being released into the light, you remember and uncover your inherent worthiness. With every inhale, breathe in that worthiness. As you exhale, all of that drama that you don't need anymore, you can let it go. With every exhale, you unveil your power. And you can sit in the knowing that in the grand scheme of your life, whatever happened or whatever circumstance that you're in is just a blip. You always have and always will have the authority to move on and make more empowered decisions. Now let any remnants of shame go into the light. Take one more deep breath, feeling empowered and worthy and at peace. Good. Gently wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bring movement and breath back into your body. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes to the room. Okay, so that was our meditation for today. I really, really hope that it served you. And I also just want to name that depending on the situation that there's shame about, it may take more than one session to clear it. So be mindful of that. So we really spent our time doing the energetic work. And so if you have the time and the space and the ability to do so, I highly recommend doing something physical, like moving your body in order to physically get the emotions out of your body, right? So whether that's moving your body, dancing it out, running it out, walking it out, just shaking your body, whatever it is, I highly, highly recommend physically getting it out of your body. That's where the power is. Once we get it out of our bodies, then that's when we can make really empowered decisions, especially when it comes to healing from something like shame or healing at all. A lot of the time, the best way that we can heal is to make new decisions and take new action. And we have to get our bodies on board in order to do that. So I really hope that you enjoyed that meditation. Let me know how it went for you. You can tag me at Imani Nicole everywhere. And if you feel called to do so, please feel free to share this with someone in your life that you think could really use this. Okay, my dears, I love you and I will talk to you soon. Bye, bae.